You know what to do in the house? Raise your hands. Stomp your feet. Move a little bit. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Give the Lord a little shout of praise. Clap your hands. Can you feel that beat? Heaven's sound resounding in you. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless His holy name. The word says that we're to come together and we're to make a noise. I mean, we make noise all through the week, don't we? Sometimes they sound like complaining noises or grumbling noises or I don't know noises or what's going on noises. And every now and then it's praise God noises. And the word says, shout unto God, let the earth know who you serve. It says, shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of victory, a voice of triumph, a voice of praise. Let's do that. Shout unto God. Shout unto God, all you people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Say, I do. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Shout unto God with a voice of thanksgiving. You know why? We say it all the time here. Who's after you? Some people will say, people are after me, or Diablo is after me, or... But we say, the favor of the Lord is after you. The favor of the Lord is after you. He's pursuing you. No doubt it's true. Say, favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's plain to see. It's important. The favor of God. When God's favor rests on you, everything, not some things, not most things, but everything is going to work out to His glory and His praise. Always. Romans 8:28 says it like this. It says, everything in your life, all things. Say it with me. Say, all things have to work. They must work and will work together for my good because I love God. And I like this part. I am the called. I'm the one He called according to His purpose and His good pleasure. I'm the one. Say, I'm the one. I'm the one. Say it like you mean it. I know if you go out and buy a lottery ticket, you're saying, I hope I'm the one. I want to be the one. I know there's no one at PFC that would ever buy a lottery ticket. But for those people that do, you do it with intention. You're not trying to help the market, you're trying to help yourself. Am I right? Say you're right. But you do it with intention because you hope something works out well. In Christ, not looking at Him, not talking about Him, but in Christ, all things are pre-assigned to work together for your good. Now, You may refuse to see it, but God's already assigned it. He's already assigned it. That's why Romans 8:28 is there. It says, listen, I want to let you know, regardless of what you're going through, if you'll look at it with the insight that everything, not that something's trying to stop you, but someone's trying to promote you. Someone's trying to bring you someplace, take you someplace that you need to go. Remember, the Lord's my shepherd, I shall not want. That was a heart of a real man of God that the Word says had a heart after God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The fear of the Lord is what? The fear of the Lord doesn't mean to be afraid of God. Doesn't mean to be afraid of what He's going to do or take you to or try to get you through. The fear of the Lord is to refuse to act independent of Him. Total dependence on God. You know, sometimes we say, well, I can do this and I can do that without God. I don't even like to get up in the morning without knowing God has assigned it to be. So what I do when I get up is I say, thank you for this day. Thank you for life in this day. Thank you that you're Lord of this day, and something incredible is going to happen. I mix it up a little bit every now and then. Sometimes it's incredible. Sometimes it's good, but not good, like good. Say good. Good. Some Russians have a difficult time with the word good when they come into the U.S., when they've lived in Russia all their lives. And they don't know how to say good, so they have to be taught to say good. And sometimes it comes out good. Because what they want to say is good. It's good. Good. I know because I have a dear friend that's Russian, and he's the one that told me the story. But what you have to feel it to get it right. Not because you're told, but because you see it. Say, God is good all the time. My God is good. He really is all the time. So I can say something really good is about to happen. And when we do that, we're stepping into the courts of God. So right now what we're doing is we're stepping into the courts of the Lord. Listen, you can step into the ring and fight the devil, or you can step into the courts and be in the presence of the Lord. It's your choice. I mean, you called the shot. You either want to brag on how you chased the devil all over town to absolutely no good, no profit, to no fortune, or you can say, I stepped in the court of the Lord. I entered His gates with thanksgiving. And when I did, I just started praising God. And I entered His courts. And that's where I began to praise the Lord. Because God is good all the time. God is good. God is so good to me. Say it. God is so good to me. Now say, God is good all the time. All the time. God is good. God is good all the time. Yep, all the time my God is good. Say it. God is good, good, good all the time. God is good. God is good. God is good, good, good all the time. Yes, all the time. God is good. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. Say, God has been so good to me. Been so good to me. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. That's why I say, I know every day the favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's plain to see. So I praise Him. He's so amazing. Because God has been so good to me. Been so good to me. God has been so good to me. He's been so good to me. So I praise him. He's so amazing. And I know the favor of the Lord is after me. Say it. Prophesy. Favor of the Lord is after me. Come on. Let God overshadow you today. So by the time an hour passes, you're in a different place, in a different time, and the things that are supposed to be happening, you're aware that they're happening. That'll elevate your praise. That'll make you feel more victorious. You are, but sometimes what you feel is only revealed by the spirit of insight and revelation. In other words, you just have to know. That's why God said, I want you to know. I'm sending my spirit so you know. He told Moses, he said, I'm going to do some incredible things so you know. Not only you, I want everyone around you to know that I'm God with you. And so it's important today in the house. PFC today is declaring to the nations of the world, God is good. He is so good to me. And the favor, his favor, his favor, his favor, his favor, his favor is pursuing me. And it's so plain to see. And all I have to do is just stop. Ooh, worship him. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on. All you have to do is just stop and worship him. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Shout to your God. Shout to your God. Psalms 16, verse 9 says this. It says, the heart of people, humanity, plans their way. But it's the Lord that establishes. It's the Lord that establishes your steps. You can take your seats this morning. We have so many plans and so many ideas. And have you ever thought, I wished? I'm going to ask you to listen with an ear of the Spirit. The Word says, they that have ears, let them hear. And what that means is those that are listening for God. Those that have an attentive ear to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He said, they will hear. Let those that have ears to hear, let them hear the most important thing. Most important thing. Not what is being disseminated over the news and media and all the marketplaces and all the outlets of information, but let them hear what the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God. It's the Spirit of God that is going to bring every situation in your life where it's supposed to be. You know why? I have news for you. I heard from God. I heard from the Lord 2 nights ago. And this is what he said to me. He said, everything is coming together. And I wrote it down and I said, that's what God said. That's what I'm saying. I've been prophesying for you to dream. I've been prophesying dreams and I have dreamt like I have never dreamt before. And I'll wake up with a message. And what I've been delivering to you the past month is what God is telling me in my sleep. And I just bring it to you. And God said he'd do that. He said he'd show us. And you don't have to be old, by the way. Joseph was young, and he dreamt. God, he went where he went because he had dreams. All right? And it's by the Holy Spirit that you find out who you are. So how many have been dreaming? Anyone been dreaming? Anyone else been dreaming? I love it. I don't mean that I ate too heavy a dinner just before I went to bed, but I mean that. Dreams of the Spirit. Everything is coming together. And it's important that you know that. And it's important that you believe that. And it's important that you say that. Let your ear hear your mouth say.
everything's coming together. Romans 8:28 is a really good connective scripture of that. It says, all things work together. They're knit together. They're woven together. Your entire life isn't a process. It's a prophecy. It's a prophecy. There are those that will step into a time you'll see yourself. Not only yourself, but you'll see people around you living out, acting out in your vision, in your dream, what God has purposed. See, the Lord reigns and He rules, and He's purposed. The Word says He's planned, created all things for His purpose, for His pleasure, everything. You are a design specifically created for the most important purpose that there is. Every individual, because every part of God is holy, every part of God is perfect, and without God, the scriptures tell us nothing, there isn't anything that exists or that was created. Everything. So wrap your mind around that. So often we can get caught up in the theme of an age, theme of a year, the theme of a time, whether it's COVID or politics or whatever. But that's not the news. That's propaganda. Most of the time, it's words of the flesh. And the Word says, to be carnally minded is death. When you get caught up in the information of the world, you feel like, I just want to leave. I want to get out of Dodge. And literally, some people do get up and get out of Dodge. But we're not running from anything. We're running to something. And that's what's important. It's important. It's important that we run to what God has called us to. And sometimes the places that God will lead us, and remember, sometimes the places that God leads us doesn't look like the promised land that we hope for. We have to remember, everything is coming together. Everything is coming together for the good. For the good. We're all a part of who God is. And no part is incomplete. We're all part of who God is. And I know a lot of times people say, yeah, what about this person? No. That's propaganda. Because someone lives a lie doesn't mean you believe that God made an error or that evil is in control of the world. And that's where the believers lose their footing. That's why the Word says, if you will know and understand, that's why God said it, you can plan your ways. Other people can try to plan where you want to go or where you should go or where they want you to go or try to manipulate you into getting there. Sometimes you look at an individual and think, I wished I were like them, or thank God I'm not like them, or I wished they would do this for me, or I wished they would do that, or I wish my employer would acknowledge and recognize how great I am. Why isn't... Believe this. The steps of the redeemed are ordered of the Lord, and He delights in their way. He delights in us when we delight in Him, and when we delight in Him, we can see His delight in us. But your steps are ordered. Everyone is a part. Say, I am an intricate, very purposed part of God. That's who I am. And every part of God is perfectly complete in all its ways. Now, God said He created all things for His purpose and His pleasure, and for His purpose and pleasure we were and are and it is and was created. Everything is created magnificently. The world we live in is not an imperfect world. That is a flaw. That is a lie. It is a deception. And a lot of people say, the world isn't perfect. I'm not perfect. Of course you are. You're perfectly created. You're perfectly made. You're perfectly purposed. Now, what you're saying is, I haven't always done the things that I should have done. I've stepped into imperfect decisions, but a world that is dependent on faith is a perfect world. If the world were orchestrated, heaven is orchestrated. Heaven is profound in its creation, but heaven is orchestrated in such a way that we think, man, I want to get to heaven. But heaven said, I need earth to complete who we are, because God said only by faith, only the creation that can live by faith, only those people can complete the purpose. Now, God reigns, God rules at all times and always. And people, God reigns, God rules, he's in charge. Well, the reality is he's God, and he reigns and he rules, but he put you in charge. That's why when he created man in the Genesis of the time, he said, let man have dominion over all the earth. We're giving it to them. So you would think sometimes, and the question is, why doesn't God just intervene? Why doesn't he just come down and just smash this stuff and put it away and do what it looks like needs to be done? Why wouldn't God just do that? Because he created a perfect world. This world is a perfect world because it is dependent upon faith in order to do what needs to be done. And see, God doesn't rule by the order of an iron fist, although he carries a sharp sword. But that sword, the word says, is a dividing sword. It separates. And sometimes we don't like that. We don't like when God separates us from the things we want to happen. I feel like if they would only do for me. See, if God wanted them to do for you, he'd make them do for you. When God wants someone to do for you, they don't have to like you. They don't have to appreciate you. They can fear you and do for you because God says so. And when we stop depending on someone else's association or their ability or their wherewithal to make us complete, you find the success that you are. You find the power that not just a derivative, but that completeness, not just a component, but totality of who we are. Everything God created, formed, shaped, and called you into being presides on the inside of you. But God doesn't rule by the will of or necessity of man. God rules according to purpose. And he set that in the Genesis of time. The word says before the world was formed, or earled, it could be kind of a combination, but it's like the oil in the world, the wealth of the world. But God created everything according to his purpose, and he's not going to step away from that because he's holy, which means he doesn't change because there's no reason to. If he did, he wouldn't be God. And so sometimes when we walk in a challenging time or we're just looking to see, your future is locked up in someone else. So when you begin to lock someone else's future, I mean, just be nice, be kind, be loving. It's easy. You can't say it's not who I am. It is who you are. Because before you decided who you thought you were, God created you after the order of who he is. That's why in Genesis it says, when God said, he said, let us make man. Why? Because heaven isn't enough. I mean, God does everything according to purpose. He certainly wouldn't send his son just because man messed up. I mean, I know you may have been told that, but that's not actually what the scriptures teach us. It says before the foundation of the world, before man could mess up, God predestined Christ to be the Redeemer, the Lord, the Savior. Now, he didn't say because man's going to mess up. What he was saying is Christ has never been known as Redeemer, Lord, and Savior. He's known as the Word in heaven. And what it meant, and the Word teaches us this, when God wanted something through Christ, he spoke it. And the Word created all things, and the Word says, by his Word was all things made, and without him was not anything made that was created. By his Word. So that's who Christ was. Now, he was everything. He's Lord, Savior, and Redeemer, but he was never manifest as Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. That's why when he was born first by prophecy, Jesus was first born by prophecy. Because God says, I won't do anything except I reveal my secrets to my servants of prophets. So Christ was born of prophecy, not because man was in trouble, not because man had sinned, but because God had a purpose in creating man. And so before man could sin, God said, I have a purpose for my creation, but they can only walk in it through redemption. In other words, they have to know Christ is their all in all. That's why I say to fear God isn't to be afraid of him. To fear God is to be totally dependent on him in all things. And if you are, it's going to work out beautifully. It will all come together because everything is coming together. Because everything is connected. Everything. Everything's connected. And the more clearly you are aware of that, and the more you give it recognition, instead of someone's trying to stop me, no one can stop you But you, thinking someone can stop you, employs your faith and empowers them to hold you back, not because they have the power to do so, but because you are held up by your unbelief. Sin doesn't hurt anybody. Unbelief hurts someone, and then you begin to sin, and that's what kills you. You have to doubt God before you can sin against Him. You have to. It's proven in the garden. God gave man everything. And see, your perfect world isn't your perfect world. There was a perfect world. It didn't help Adam. It didn't help Eve. It didn't change anything. Sin doesn't destroy you. Doubt does. Doubt. And we doubt because we become dependent on our ability to do what we need done. And you weren't created that way. Now, you can think you can step out there and be the first. I have the opportunity to pray and talk with a lot of people in all kinds of work, all different fields. And no one, no matter how much money they have, I know multimillionaires, I know multibillionaires, I get to deal with a wonderful group of people. And God's taught me that none of that makes them complete. None of that makes them happy. As a matter of fact, typically it makes them more afraid. Because the Word says it like this. It says, except the Lord build a house, they that build it labor in vain. Except the Lord watch, you watch in vain. Because God didn't create us to do it on our own. And He says, fear me. To fear God means to be totally dependent on Him. I fear to make a move without knowing you're in it, because if I do, I know I'm going to have to wrestle with it. I'm going to have to keep it. I'm going to have to build it. But if you do it, and if it's done by favor, I can do everything you've called me to do. And most importantly, I'll have peace with it, and it will continue to go. It won't go up and down and fall apart. God will lead me in the way that I should go. The Lord is my shepherd. I will not want. I will not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. He takes you in the paths of righteousness. You have to walk away independently in order to get away. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. In other words, God's doing it according to purpose. That's why God doesn't come down and just smash people and just, because He has a purpose. And His purpose isn't to do it because someone's in trouble, but to bring you into a place where you understand the purpose of God. And it's not work. It's not difficult. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. Your life will be at most at ease. God will burden you. He will burden you. He will burden you with His word. And He said, come to me, all you that labor, Jesus said it, and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke on you. He'll yoke you. And He said, learn of me. He said, my burden, so He does have a burden. My burden is easy. And my yoke is light. He'll burden you with His word. But it's not a burden like, in other words, you're going to carry the word, but it's not weight. And this isn't just a message. This is the truth. And His burden, He says, you're carrying the burden of trying to be successful, trying to achieve your goals, trying to get out. Stop trying to get out and start trying to get in. If you get in, you'll find out you're out. And you're in before you're out, and you're out before you're in. In other words, it all comes together at the same time. It's like light and dark. They dwell in God, says, they cannot dwell together. They cannot dwell in the same place at the same time. You're going to succeed. You're going to succeed. Not because you're great, not because you're good, not because you're beautiful, not because you're handsome. My great looks didn't get me where I am. Stop laughing. My height didn't get me where I am. And where are you? Just seeking God. Where are you? I'm seeking God. Where are you trying to get? I'm trying to get into the court of the Lord. So I'm going to be thankful. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, into His courts with praise. I can get in a ring and fight the devil all day long, come out bruised, whether I win or not, who knows, because you fight the same battle every day. There never is a victory. Or I can say the battle is the Lord and I walk in victory. The battle is God's. And I enter His gates with thanksgiving. I enter His courts with praise. And I just say, something great's going to happen today. Only good can happen to me. Only good. That's what the Word says. Only good can happen to me. Yeah, but no, there's no yeah, buts. What you are is you're Josephine it right now. God said, listen, I'm honoring you and I want to take you someplace high. And you go, oh man, I'm going to put you right there, right beside the king. You'll be second to none. You'll reign and you'll rule. The king will listen to what you have to say and he'll do it. He'll do it in a moment's time. He'll do what you say. He will. He'll think you're all that and a whole lot more. He'll do whatever you say. And Joseph saw that and he went, this sounds incredible. Yeah, that's me. I saw the stars, my brothers, bowing before me. Their sheaves bowed to my sheaves. The stars of heaven bowed. Sounds good. God shows you who you are so you don't forget who he is. Because who he is who he created you to be. Of him, through him, to him are all things, to whom be glory, honor, and praise. John 15, I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, he'll bear much fruit. Just stay there. It's easier to stay there than it is to try and do it on your own. To fear the Lord doesn't mean to be terrified of God. It means to be dependent on him in all things. That's a good thing. Oh, I can do that on my own. I wouldn't suggest it. I wouldn't recommend that. He didn't create you to do it on your own. The small things lead to big things. Wake up in the morning, Lord, I give you praise. I thank you. This is a day you've made. I rejoice in you, and I'm exceedingly glad. The nations are going to bow. It may sound a little crazy to you today, but the nations are going to bow to a generation of believers that know God is God. And this is why. Joseph walked into time. God showed him the stars and the sheaves bowing before him. He had favor from his dad. Joseph was the type of guy that God showed him favor. But it wasn't that he got favor, it's that he acknowledged favor. That was the difference with Joseph. His dad loved his other brothers too, but Joseph acknowledged his favor, and it made his father favor him. I know he was the last born, but a lot of times the firstborn, or the middleborn, or the thirdborn. But it's what God decides. Everything God wants to come your way, everyone God wants to help you is going to help you. But you don't need them to. He wants you to know you don't need them to, but they're going to have to. Because God has assigned us to work together. They're going to have to help you. They're going to be moved by God. It may be those people that you would think would never in a million years help you, never in a million years would acknowledge you, never in a million years would believe you. But God rules by purpose, which is better than moving and ruling because of need. Oh, there's a war down there, let's go down and stop it. No, he rules by purpose, not by necessity. Which means if we learn of him, learn of the purpose of God. First of all, I'm supposed to be loving, I'm supposed to be kind. I'm just supposed to be a nice person. Be nice is a good step. The word says, he that dwells in love dwells in God because God is love. So you just love. You don't try. It's just you acknowledge that's who God is. And the more you seek him, the more you look for him. Doesn't mean you have to crawl around on your face all day. It means you just look for God in everything. I seek God. I seek first. That's what he said. If you just seek me, he said, here's the key. People are looking for the mystery of success and treasures and blessing and favor. And it has to be a ton of money. It has to be a lot of people praising me. It has to be. No, it has to be one thing. The word said God called Joseph, but it didn't look like it. And he was favored, and then his brothers wanted to kill him because of his favor. Sometimes your blessing will take you someplace you would never expect. It may feel like jealousy, but God is still bringing everything together. The word says his brothers wanted to kill him, so he went out to see his brothers. They grabbed him, threw him in a hole, and said, let's kill him. One brother said, no, let's not. An Egyptian came by, an officer of Pharaoh came by and said, we'll buy him. His brothers sold him. Doesn't sound like a very powerful, good day, but it was a good day for Joseph because God was leading him someplace that he needed to go, just like God is leading the nation today. See, what's happening is God has sent his sword just like he said he would, and he's divided our nation. Can you see it now? Can you see it now? Can you see it now? We've lost confidence in everybody. Isn't it awesome? We've lost confidence in the politicians and politics even more than ever. In the economy, we've totally lost confidence in them. Lost confidence in the news outlets. Praise God. Because he said when we trust in him, solely in Him. We fear Him, and when we fear Him, He's able to bless us. He's able to honor us. But we have these plans, but God establishes our step, which means it's going to remain. What you were supposed to do, you're going to do, and it's going to come into you. It's not going to be a struggle. It's not, doesn't have to be a fight, but it may not be the walk you chose. So the word says that they took him, and the Egyptian had himself a slave. But then he started treating him really well. And he was an officer, a high official, a high officer of Pharaoh's army. And the word says that he, Potiphar, the high official, he saw that God's favor was on Joseph. Potiphar saw that God's favor was on Joseph. And because of that, that the Lord was with Joseph, the word says he gave him control over everything. And the word says Joseph controlled everything. Everything, the only thing he didn't is what Potiphar ate. That's all Potiphar had to concern himself with was what he ate. There's a power coming out of the body of Christ, believers. They're a little different than you may have supposed. They're not chasing demons and devils and darkness. They see the future in a very unique way. They have insight. A spiritual intuitiveness, if you will. They can sense the heartbeat of their future. They see it. They say it. They have no time to squabble, to fight, to contend for their future because they know they are their future. It's not what they're after. It's who they are. And it's being revealed through them. Not by might or contending or struggling or trying or pushing or buying or... It's not by being cool, making yourself cool the way in. It's by the cool breeze of God. It's by the glory of the Lord. It's by the favor of God. It's by them looking at you and going, you're unique. And here's what makes you stand out, no matter who you're around, that you know who you are in Him. That's what makes you shine. Not that you took on them, because then you're just another one of them, so now you have to contend to be just a little bit better to be accepted. But when you shine from the who you are that God put in you, and it's just a part of who you are. How do you get there? I just forget what everyone else is saying. I listen for what God is saying. And the word says you'll hear Him. You can't help it. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. It was like Elijah. He looked for God and the thunder and the lightning and the fire and the earthquake, and God was not there. By the way, we're going to have an earthquake, but it's going to be okay. And the word of the Lord said that God had favor on him. God's favor rested on him. God's favor rested on him. And Potiphar saw it, and Potiphar said, everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. Everything I have is yours. And God will give you that because it's not of might nor of power, but of His Spirit. And then when you walk there, you know what to say. You know what to do. What to say, what to do, where to go, what to believe. And that exists today. When you open your mouth, you may think, well, you know, I'm not that popular, but you're popular with heaven. And trust me, it's not a churchy phrase. When heaven smiles on you, God will make people smile on you too. When heaven prefers you, people will prefer you too. Because it's not falling apart. It's all coming together. 2005, again, you've heard me say this many times. I'm going to say it again, and I may say it a lot more. 2005, God gave me a word in the Hanna-Barbera building right here in California. And the word of the Lord is between 2016 and 2021, the world will change. Our world will begin to change, and it will not be as it was. And between 2016 and 2021, it will change, stepping to the year 2022. And then for a six-year period, 3.5 years, it will be one thing. For 3 years, it will be one thing. And then 3 years, it will be another thing. And it will be the beginning of a new world, a new season, a new day, a new decade, a new age. Here we are in the year 2022, and the new has begun. Things are happening around you that hadn't happened that you had waited for, that you hoped for, that you trusted for, that you dreamed of, 2022. And it's not because of the year, it's because of the vision in the year. It's because of the purpose. Someone saw the purpose. I got to see the purpose. I got to share the purpose. You remember that prophecy? I have people come and say, I remember that. 2005 and 2016, we know what happened. 2021, we know what took place. God changed the world. And I'm thankful. I'm not afraid. I don't wish it hadn't happened. I thank God for everything that He did, because just like Joseph, God is bringing everything together. But there's something you have to know, and you can't be afraid of your future. Stop being afraid of what might not happen. Get excited about what is going, what is destined to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's just, how do you see it? Do you see it as an attack? Do you see it as things falling apart? When your friends ditch you, praise God for it. Because God's saying, had you followed them, you would have followed them and not me. I'm going to honor you where I want you to go. I'm going to give you a new dawn, the dawn of a new day. I'm going to give you some new friends. I'm going to give you some new insight. I'm going to elevate you. God did it with Joseph. He's there with Potiphar. Potiphar gives him everything. And then his wife, Potiphar's wife, thought Joseph was just the bee's knees. I know it's an old term, but I don't care. And the word says that she tried to seduce him. And I love this. I love what Joseph said. Joseph said, why would I do that? Why would I do that? And she tried hard. Why would I do that? Why would I sin against God? Why would I sin against God? Now the word says that she grabbed him and he pulled away and he left his coat. Sometimes you have to leave the old rags behind. You have to be willing to dress a new way, to walk in a new day, not be afraid. Joseph lost his coat twice, and each time he did, it promoted him. Sometimes you have to let the old garment go so you can put the new garment, a garment of praise, a garment of righteousness on, so you can see, man, this is the favor of the Lord. God is doing something even in the things that feel so disconnected and disjointed and uncertain. What God's saying is, I don't want you to be certain because of the things you see. Let me tell you who you are, so when someone tries to mislead you, they can't do it. When they try to seduce you with whatever it is in the world they're trying to seduce you with, you don't fall prey to it. You say, why would I do that? God's already shown me who I am and where I'm to be. That makes you stand out. If you're going to stand out, you're going to have to stand up. And that's the greatest way to walk in favor and honor. Yes, Jesus. 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 So then the word says he gets thrown in prison for being righteous. He gets thrown in prison for being righteous. How many know wherever God is, you're okay? David said that. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. Leads me beside the restful waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because you're with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And my cup runs over. Only good will pursue me and happen to me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the presence, the tabernacle, the house of the Lord forever. Forever. Only good can happen to you. So he gets thrown into prison, and the word says something really powerful. It says that he got favor there again. He got favor again. And the word says that the warden favored him and then put him in charge again. God's going to put you in charge wherever you are. Wherever He's sending you, that place needs you. And this is what's powerful. God went to prison. Joseph was in prison. The word says God was with him there. God went to prison. Did you know God went to prison? He went to prison. God went to prison with Joseph. He wasn't imprisoned, but he was in prison with Joseph. And the word says the Lord was with him there. And God gave him honor and favor. No matter where you go, that's what David said. I can walk in the valley of the shadow of death. God's going to be there with me, so I'm not going to die. I can be in prison, but I'm not imprisoned. I'm imprisoned to God because God's there. God went with you to prison. God was with you when you were sick. God was in the hospital. God went to the hospital. He wasn't sick, but he was with you there. And he kept you there. And he'll keep you there. And you say, yeah, but some of them died. Then God took them. God was in heaven and he took them there. Wherever he is, he's going to take you where he wants you to go. The Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm thankful. And that's not, I'm going to worry about it. Whatever happens, happens. If this is what's going to happen, only good is going to happen to me. The favor of the Lord is pursuing me. It's plain to see. The favor of the Lord is after you. He's pursuing you. No doubt it's true. The favor of the Lord is after me. Say it. The favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's plain to see. The favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me. It's plain to see. And all I have to do is just stop and worship him. Acknowledge him. See? All I have to do is just stop. Listen for him. Praise him. Thank him. Worship him. One, two, three. I know who's after me. Not the devil. Not the bad folks. Not the government. You can't go where I go. Where I go by faith. You can't go where I go unless you go by faith. The favor of the Lord is after me. He's pursuing me, no doubt you see. And all I have to do is just stop and worship him. Give the Lord a shout of praise this morning. Praise your God. Come on. Praise your God. Stand to your feet for just a minute. Clap your hands. The word says. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout. Yeah! Unto God. With a voice of triumph. Shout. Yeah! Unto God. With a voice of praise. Give the Lord a shout. Give God a shout. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Lift your voice. Lift your hands. Bless his holy name. Come on, say it. Say, I give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout. I give the Lord a shout of praise. Because I want to. Can't help but lift my voice. Can't help but lift my hands. I find I just have to bless his holy name. The favor of God is pursuing me. Undoubtedly. So plain to see. All I have to do is just stop. You can take your seats and worship him. So Joseph, the word says, had favor because the Lord was with him. God says, I am with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But in all honesty, God's with everybody. He's with everybody. And what changes the world, what changes all the dynamics of your life is that I know he's with me. But not, I know you're with me. Sit there. Hang out. When I need you, I'll let you know. That's not God. God is, I'm afraid to move without you. I'm totally dependent on you. God is holy, which means he just doesn't change. He doesn't have to. There's nothing for him to change into because he's everything. He's the fullness of all in all. He is totality. He is completeness. He's the joy of your life. He's the success. He's the song in your house, how in your mouth. He's the joy of your heart. He's the inspiration that make people like you, make people want to help you, make people stand where you are. But just because someone can and they don't, doesn't mean they should have. God will tell them what to do. And when they do it, they're obeying God, even if they doubt God. They're obeying God. God will use you to be a blessing to people around you just because you're walking in the favor of the Lord. How do I get there? Just start out by I'm not independent. I'm totally dependent upon you. I fear the Lord. I trust God. I seek you. I don't want to move unless I know you've moved me. And God, I'm going to declare my steps are ordered of the Lord. Whatever I run into, whatever comes to my way, I'm going to say, if God be for me, who can be against me? No one, no one, no one. God is for me. 1,000 can fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. It doesn't matter. Only with my eyes will I behold and see the reward of the wicked, because I set my heart to know God. I just want to know you. It's not hard. Serving God is the easiest thing in the world. I'm sorry that the church world lied to you and told you it was hard, because it's not hard. It's the easiest thing in the world. Trying to live outside of God, that's hard. I've been on both sides of the world, and I would never go back. I'd rather be burned. I'd rather have you set my toes on fire. I'd rather have you shave my head. I know. I said, whoa. I saw you rub your head. Because God could never snatch me by the head of my hair and take me up like he did one guy. John doesn't care, but I do. Favor of God's all you need. It ordains every step, and God is with you. I can, in all sincerity and confidence, say, God is with you. God is with you. But will you acknowledge the God that is with you? Not it's going to work out, not I hope it works out, and I'm going to try it works out, not you owe me, they need to do, I did for you, you do for me. The word, that's why the word says, do and don't expect to get it back, because God doesn't want you to expect to get it back. That's why Jesus said, man, if they ask for your cloak, give them your coat too. He wasn't saying, I don't want you to have anything. He's saying, I want you to understand, your dependency can't be on, if they'll only do for me, if they would just help me out. When God says it, you won't be able to stop them. You won't see them coming. They'll walk up at your front door, your back door, they'll be in your backyard, they'll be in your front yard, they'll cook dinner for you. They'll prepare a dinner before you. They'll prepare a table before you. They'll anoint your head with oil. Your cup will run over. Only God, that's why the word says, in the presence of my enemies, nothing can hold you back. Do you understand? The economy isn't against you, it's for you. COVID isn't going to hurt you, it's going to help you. Not because of what it is, because of what God's doing in it. He's divided. It's the sword of the Lord. Except the Lord bring it, the word says, it doesn't happen. What throws you is when you think the devil's in charge, or you think the government is in charge. I didn't say we like what they do. Who likes what they do? And it doesn't matter. You, one side likes what they do, the other side doesn't. And when it switches, it's the same thing. It never changes. It's just like fighting the devil. That battle just never, ever, 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 ever ends. That's why when they came to Jesus and they said, we cast out devils in your name, he said, I don't care. He said, I've already seen him fall like lightning. I want you to rejoice, not because demons are subject to you. But church does it all the time anyway. He said, I want you to rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Forget what the devil wants to do. Who cares? God said, I will lead you in the way you should go. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. So why would you fight it anyway? Walk in the presence and the peace and the joy of the Lord. If a demon walks in front of you, it's because God wants you to say, go. And that's all. And you keep going. It's because God has anointed you to walk in the spirit of power. And he went to see his face, not inner face. He doesn't want you in phases of time where it's good and it's bad. Only good is going to happen to you. And Joseph said, God's favored me. The honor of the Lord is on me. Potiphar's wife tries to seduce him. He says no. He leaves his cloak. So they grab him and throw him in prison. He didn't do anything. But God wanted him in prison because God had a couple folks he wanted him to prophesy to. Because God was going to put him, he would never have found the renown with the favor of the Egyptian officer that he was going to find with Pharaoh in the prison, because God went to prison with him. Wherever you are today, whatever you're dealing with, God's right in the, I don't mean he's hanging out. I mean, God's doing something so profound. And if you'll say of the Lord, God, you're with me, and only good. That's why he told you what he said. Only good will happen to me. Only good. That's what David said. Only good. King couldn't stop him, couldn't hold him back. Men couldn't hinder him. Battles couldn't overcome him. He said, only good will happen to me. Only good will happen to you. Only good is going to take place in you. Only good. Not if you're looking at bad, because even when good's trying to happen, you're calling it bad. Only good. Only good is going to happen to me. So there's a day that the word says that Pharaoh threw the cupbearer and the baker in prison. I'm sorry that the baker went to prison, because I like baked goods. I I like a good cherry pie. Anyone like cherry pie in the house? Isn't that awesome? I love cherry pie. A good cherry pie. Like a good crust. Really good ripe cherries. Do you know what I'm saying? Apple's okay, but cherry pie? I bet he made a bad cherry pie. I bet he did. I know he did. Obviously not that good, though, because he lost his head. But the cupbearer, and the word says that they both had dreams, and one day they came to Joseph, the word says they were talking about the cupbearer and the baker, because they said they were sad because God gave them each a dream. And the word says that Joseph said, "What's wrong?" And they said, "We're upset because we had dreams and we don't know if they mean anything or not." And Joseph said, "Isn't God the revealer of dreams? Do you see the heart and the mind of Joseph? Why would I sin against God? I'm going to take care of everything for you, Potiphar. You won't have to do anything. All you have to do is decide what you want to eat. That's all you have to. I'll take care of everything for you." And he's a rich man. Joseph didn't despise him because he was wealthy. He didn't despise him because he had a lot. He just knew the heart of God. And when you walk in the favor of God, you just do because God just does. Because God is love. You just do right. I only want to do what's right. Yeah. Only want to do what's right. Only want to do doodle doodle do. Only want to do what's right. I got to do what's right. Only God. I can only do what's right. I can only do what's right. Say, I can only do what's right. And only good's going to happen to me. No, you're saying it like you don't believe it. Only good is going to happen to me. I'm only going to do what's right. I'm only going to do what's right. Say it. I'm only going to do what's right because the Spirit is doing it through me. I'm only going to do what's right. I'm only going to do what's right. Doesn't matter if morning, noon, and night. I'm only going to do what's right. Yeah. Only good was happened to me. So the word says that Joseph gave them an interpretation, and he told him, he said to the cupbearer, "You're going to be restored to your position in 3 days." That's what your dream meant. 3 days. Pharaoh's birthday. You're going to be restored. Bread baker, well, let's not talk about him. It's a sad story. But the cupbearer, God restored him to his position. And he said, "Just remember me when you go before the king. Just remember me." And guess what? He forgot him. God isn't testing you. He's proving you. So when you go before the king, when you go before the rulers, when you're going to make a difference, don't just do something. Make a difference. Make an impact. Make a difference. Be a difference. You're a uniquely created. You're a piece of God. You're a part of God. And every part is complete because there is no incompleteness in God. All his ways, the word says, are perfect. I'm going to do something so perfect, so complete. Don't worry about what your bank account says. It's not God. Don't worry about what your past says. It's not God. Don't worry about people that don't like you. They're not God. Don't worry about those that won't do for you, even though they have way more than you do. They're not God. Don't worry about the person that should have said nice to you, instead said bad. God says, "I want you to do what I said because you trust me. I want you to fear me." In other words, I want you to be afraid to act without me. I want you to be dependent 100% on me, because if you do, I've already laid out your life in such an incredible way. It'll satisfy you like nothing else. No one will ever satisfy you except the future God has placed on the inside of you, and that already belongs to you. No one can steal it, but you can't ignore it. Joseph said, he was just obedient, and he said, "They forgot me." But then God gave the king a dream. See, God will make people bless you whether they want to or not, because everything is coming together. This time, this season, 2020, 2021, was the worst. No, it was the greatest season of our lives. God is going to bless you through what you've been through. He's going to take your past, your present, your future, turn it into something so creatively wonderful if you just say of the Lord, "Only good will happen to me." Deny what looks bad. Acknowledge what God said. Deny what looks like your brothers are trying to kill you, and just say, "God is sending me someplace he wants me to go." God will give you favor there. And then deny when Potiphar, the official's wife, says, tries to create trouble for you and lies against you and your cloak is stolen from you. Let it go. 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 Don't be afraid. Fear not, for the Lord your God is with you. And that was in Joseph's heart. So the Pharaoh has a dream he can't interpret. He calls. Someone says, I know somebody. I remember now. There's a guy that I'm actually here because he prophesied I would be here. I'm here. This guy, he knows mystery. He knows dreams. He knows things. And the Pharaoh said, bring him here. And he said, I had a dream. God, I need to know what it means. And Joseph said, I don't know. But I know somebody that does. He said, God knows all things. What a confidence. What a confidence. What a confidence. If the church would walk like it's supposed to, people would love you. They'd listen to you. They'd ask you. They'd want to know. Because they know those that hear from God. They can see it on you. They can see it on you. The Egyptian officer, he could see it on Joseph. The men in the prison, the warden, they could see the favor of God. They don't have to like you. They just fall in love with you. They love the presence of the Lord because it's who they are. It's where they came from. They see their future in you. And that's what moves people. They see God's future in you. Everyone is connected. All things are connected. All the multiplicity of things. What a neglected group of people PFC is. We're all different. We're all strange. I think we're some of the strangest group of people around. And some of us are missing today, but some of the strange ones are still out there watching. Hi. Matt's not here. Doesn't get much stranger than that. Incredible things. Tim Miner's not here. That's one strange guy. God's with his people. Good to see you, Timothy. I was taller when I saw you last. I did too. And Bruce Jenner got it all, and I didn't get in him away. He said he ate Wheaties. I ate Wheaties too. I was just taller when he was younger. Come here, Timothy, would you, just for a second. This is Timothy Miner. He was a little guy. Good to see you. When I saw him a long time ago, his dad's Tim Miner, Tim Miner Music. You probably heard him. If you haven't, you should listen to him. I don't think he's ever hit a wrong note in his life. And this guy is anointed of the Lord. He's a singer, a songwriter. He plays instruments, anointed of God. And great to see you. And Timothy, I just pray that the favor of God would overshadow you in such a profound way. Your steps are divinely ordered of the Lord. And God's put his heart on the inside of you. You're going to do well. You're going to do right. And I just speak God's blessing of favor and God open your mind to everything he's called you to be and that you don't miss a beat. In Jesus' name. I love you, man. So good to see you. Step on the stage so they can see how much taller I used to be. Yeah, see? I was taller. Love you. God bless you. Thank you, Tim, for letting us borrow him for a minute. Joseph walks into a curious situation, a strange place he hadn't anticipated. He saw the stars and he saw the sheaves bow, Steve. And it just seemed like everything else happened but that. Everything else was going on except what he saw, or was it? Exactly what he saw was taking place. Exactly what God showed him prophetically was taking place. Everything God said, God was lining him up. God was testing? No. He was proving his heart. He was proving his heart. Joseph, you are the man. What I need you to see, Joseph, is that you are that man. You can't be overwhelmed by your brother's hatred. You can't be killed no matter how much they hate you. You can't be destroyed. Potiphar will show you honor. And the guy that shows you honor, when he gets angry, he's really going to get angry. His wife couldn't destroy you. They took your cloak. They took your honor. They threw you in prison. They tried to dishonor you, but God honored you. His favor rested on you. No matter where you go, where could I go from the presence of the Lord? Where could I flee from his spirit? God's with me every place. His honor rests on me. Favor's going to follow me. It's going to pursue me. I know who's after me. It's not the devil. It's not the economy. It's not the government, it's not death, it's not hell, it's not the grave, it's God. It's the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Rose of Sharon, the Great I Am, the First, the Last, the Beginning, the End, He that was and is to come, the Alpha, the Omega, the Lord God of Heaven, the Redeemer, the Savior, the King, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God, the Holy One, the Everlasting Father. He's pursuing me, the Creator of all life. Nothing can overcome that. Nothing can overcome that. So let 1,000 fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It won't come nigh you. Only good can happen to you. Only good can happen to you. Only the favor of the Lord will happen to you. Only the blessing of God will happen to you. The word says that, and hear me now, I'm prophesying. The word says that when you need milk, when you just kind of stay on the outskirts of who God is, He says you're a baby. In other words, you haven't come to the knowledge. You haven't acknowledged what you really, really are. And we can build great things. We can do great things. We can preach great messages. We can sing great songs. We can write great songs. We can do wondrous things like that. And God's in all of those things. But the word says meat, strong meat. In other words, attentiveness, awareness to strength and real power. Being able to receive the mysteries of the kingdom. Being able to hear what it's really all about. That's maturity. That's maturity. And here's the word of the Lord. God has anointed you to be a voice of maturity. You're not simply going to, as profound and wonderful as it is, we're not simply going to host a time, but we're going to be a voice of maturity, a voice of insight, a voice that awakens those turbulent waters of the future, those unseen depths that God wants to bring forth. That's where your honor and your renown was and is. Just like with Joseph, he went before the king and he revealed the dream. The king said, only God could do that. It's when they see the God that is only God. Hear, O Israel, hear, O nations of the earth. The Lord God is one God, one Lord. Only He is Lord. Only He is Lord. I don't think there's a stranger preacher in the world than I am. But God is with me too. God is with us. The Lord leads us. He guides us. God will make you unavailable so they cannot arrest you. They cannot abduct you. They cannot point their finger at you and say, he did, they did, she did. Because the Lord will make you unavailable to evil and the power of their accusations. But more than that, the Lord will put His word in you. He will speak His word to you. He will send you, as He said, the prophet. And He'll declare the word of the Lord. And you will hear Him. And you will hold on. And the Lord will take you places in ways you have never known before. And that's where the honor, what is in your spirit, what is in your hearts, whether you realize it or not, is you need the honor of your anointing. You need the honor of your anointing. And the honor is coming because everything is coming together and you acknowledge it. The honor. The word says that Pharaoh, the hierarchy of the world at the time, that God sat over, acknowledged Joseph in all that he went through, and he honored him. And he said, there's none like you in all the kingdom. Only I am above you, but I'll do whatever you say. You want the honor on the inside, whether you're trying to be a successful preacher, teacher, in business, the industry, whatever the world, what you're looking for is the honor. That's not your talent calling you. That's your anointing calling you. You're going to find the honor of the Lord, the renown of God, because he put it in you, because you were born out of a king's heart. You were born out of a king's heart, and not just any king, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And that honor and renown is coming to you, because you grab on and you hold on tight and you won't let go. Jacob was in the presence of God. It says the presence of an angel, but presence of God. God presented himself to Jacob in the earth on purpose. Had it been in heaven, wouldn't have had a chance. In the earth, he could hold on, just like you. You want to get out of here? No, you don't. Hold on, because the earth is where God's given you dominion and power. Heaven isn't just dropping out of the sky. I know the kingdom will come down, but the kingdom of God is coming out of the earth, not out of the sky. And when it's united, God says, then heaven and earth will be united and all things will be fulfilled. But it's coming out of here first. That's why Jesus said, when they tell you it's over here, over there, up there, he said, don't believe them. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. So Jacob, the word says that he sends everyone off and he's there at night, and the angel of the Lord comes and he grabs a hold of him. Revelation, God just said, hold on. And he holds on and he won't let go. An angel of God, how could he hold on? The word says he couldn't get away. Why? Because God rules by purpose, not by necessity. What do you mean? God gave man dominion. And he says, this is my purpose in the earth. I want to give you dominion because heaven is already heaven. I need the earth to be like heaven. And in order to do that, that's that glorious component, that virtue of God, faith. I need you to believe me without seeing me. I want you to sense me. I want you to feel me, just like you feel your heartbeat. You feel your joy, but you can't put your hand on it. You feel your love, but you can't touch it. You feel your peace, but you can't smell it. And to try to live without your love and your peace and your joy is a miserable life. But it's all a part of who you are, but you can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't smell it. But it drives you in all you do. He said, I want you to know me, because that's who I am. And I'll take you where you could never have imagined. See, God wants to show you off. It's like he did Joseph. He wants to show the honor. He wants to show off his people, because he's so good and he's so God. That's why he made you out of his own heart. He created you and he breathed the Ruach of God in you, the spirit of life, eternal life. And man became a living soul. So Jacob wrestles with the angel and says, let me go. And he says, I won't. Can you imagine telling God, I'm not letting you go? And he says, I won't let you go until you bless me. And the word says that the angel said, day is coming. This has got to end. So he blessed him. When you hold on and you just won't let go and you just declare, you have a blessing for me and I'm not letting go. Whatever I'm going through, wherever I've walked, whatever's happened, whatever's gone, whatever's come, God, it's of you, through you, and to you. Only good is going to happen to me. And you just don't let go. You just hold on. This is what's going to happen. That valley of dry bones, this world we've been looking at for a couple of years, it's the spirit of Ezekiel. The four winds of God are going to blow from the four corners of heaven. Those winds drive all of nature. It's recorded in the scriptures over and over. The four winds of God. And without them, the earth doesn't work. The seas don't move. Trees don't bear fruit. Life doesn't happen. It's the Ruach of God when he breathed into the world by his word, the breath of life. And God spoke to Ezekiel. The word says he took him in a vision and he said, I want you to see how dry the bones are. And they're very dry and they're very scattered and they're very lifeless and they're very old and they're very undone and they're very uncertain. There's no sense in them. In other words, they're scattered all over. You wouldn't know who is who. You wouldn't know what is what. You wouldn't know when this happened. But he said, I want you to look at it, but I want you to look at it with a prophetic eye. And then he said, asked Ezekiel a question. He said, can these bones live? Can this be better than it's ever been before? Can this time be better than ever before? And Ezekiel said, God, you know that. And God said, yes. He said, I want you to prophesy. In the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. My sons and my daughters will prophesy. You're going to dream dreams. You're going to see visions. And out of you, you're going to prophesy. And what you say is what you're going to see, and it's going to happen. Not because you're trying, but because you've declared of the Lord, only good could happen to me. You become totally dependent on who God is. It's not a, this is not a churchy experience. This is a real me and God thing. This is why I'm here, how I'm here, and what I'm going to do is I'm here. I'm not trying to get out. I'm trying to get in. I don't need to get out of stuff. I need to get into stuff. I don't need things to let go. I need things to run to me. I need the glory of God, because when the waters of God, when the winds of God blow in you, just like they did those dry bones, it's going to change. The word says there was a sound, there was a rattling. There's a sound echoing in the earth today. God has created a noise in the earth. He has done it. The Lord has done it. God has done it. And the ground is shaking. And the word says that bone began to come to its bone. In other words, it found its counterpart. Everything was coming together as it is today, says the word of the Lord. Everything is coming together. The honor of kings. God wants you to have the honor of kings. He wants you to walk with the honor of a king. He wants the nations to know that you reign and rule because the favor of God is with you. God said, you will be kings and priests to me in the earth. The honor of God, because everything is connected and everything is coming together. Everything is coming together. Everything is coming together. God said, I'll put sinew and I'll put flesh on them. And he said, but Ezekiel, this is what I need you to do. This is what God wants you to do. He said, I want you to prophesy to the four winds. I want you to call for the breath of God. Are you ready to pull on heaven? I want you to call for the four winds of God. I want you to prophesy and say to these dry bones, breathe and live. Would you stand with me today? This is that day that we have waited for. Now we know, because the word says the day of perplexities will come. And he said, when you see it, he said, don't be afraid. He said, lift your head up. This is your day. He said, your redemption's drawn nigh. Perplexity means no way out. Uncertainty. Governments are reeling back and forth. Nations are colliding. The world is dividing. I think it's incredible. I love it. I love that man is no longer in control and he's fighting just to keep his nails in the carpet so he's not drug out of the room. God's dragging them out of the room. One will fall against another. They will try to pick themselves up, but they will pull each other down. And those that serve God will walk in with a voice of peace and soundness and speak the word of the Lord. And as God was with Joseph, so he will be with us. And they'll stay down a while until repentance has swept them. And some of the Lord has moved away. And then God raises up a Joseph in the court of the king. And God touches the nations. And he causes the earth to be productive. And during the time of famine, God has made provision for his people. As Ezekiel, the bones begin to live. And God says, I'm raising up an exceeding great army. So what we do now in Jesus' name, we declare, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord our God has spoken. His word runs throughout the earth, accomplishing what pleases him according to purpose. And the purpose of God is perfect. We pull upon the heavens of God today in the name of Jesus. I pray for an outpouring of God's Spirit. I pray you're going to dream. You're going to dream. You're going to see your future. You're going to see yourself in the future. Some of you won't recognize yourself, but you'll hear your name called and you'll say, that's my name. And it sounds like they're talking to me, but it doesn't look like me. But I knew it was me, because who you are is greater than you would have imagined to be. It's not your work. It's not your effort. It's what God has called you to be. It's God's purpose, God's design. I pull for the abundance of God to rest on you. I pray God will show you your wealth, wealth in your spirit, wealth in your heart, wealth of your mind, wealth of your loved ones, wealth of your friends, wealth of your family. And God will do as he did with you. He will do the same thing he did with Joseph. He'll separate you from the tempters. He'll separate you from the abusers. He'll raise you up in every walk of life, but you'll not be a part of it because we're in it, but not of it. And he'll make you to shine. And they will know, as they knew with Joseph, why would I sin against God? My favor comes from the Lord. So it is today. And I prophesy this over everyone in the house and over everyone that's viewing today. We pull upon the heavens of our God and of his Christ. This rope representing how tied we are to the kingdom of God. It's not far away. Heaven is moved by us because God said to do it. What things soever released from the earth is released from the heavens. It can't resist. No more than the angel of God could resist Jacob's blessing. He had to release it. We pull upon heaven right now that the blessing of the Lord according to his will, his purpose, it's what God wants us to do. As he wanted Ezekiel to prophesy, we prophesy to the four winds and we pray for the winds of God to blow on you right now. It may sound like such a super spiritual thing, but your breath is a mystery. Explain it to me if you can. God is filling you. God has found you. God has favored you. God has favored you. You didn't do it. God did it. He favored you. He favored Joseph. He's favored you. God will put you in a hiding place. He'll keep you in the cleft of the rock. He'll pass by. You'll see the wonder and the glory of God. But the whisper of his voice, the sound of the prophets, the sound of the prophet of God, the voice of the Lord. What is the voice of the prophet? The voice of God. He'll lead you in what you are to do. And when you speak, they will listen. They will hear you. And they will do whatever God says to you to say to do. And the day of the outpouring, the word says that they all spoke. Every man and every nation under the earth, under heaven, was right there. When they begin to prophesy, when the Holy Spirit came, and they said, we hear in every language. How is this possible? There are more languages than there are people. But we hear every man in his own language and speaking the wonders of God. Because you're born of the Spirit. God is going to give you honor and renown because you're born from the heart of the King. And God, we give you praise today. In Jesus' name.